I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I believe that everyone wants to love
All of
and
these add
loved.
Up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our series, This I Believe, which presents statements of personal belief from thoughtful people from all walks of life. Today, we hear from physicist Brian Greene. He's an educator and author of The Elegant Universe, which advances what's called the theory of everything. Here's the curator of our series, independent producer Jay Allison.
Brian Greene's specialty is string theory. A bit too involved to explain in this introduction, but let's just say it throws into question the commonly held convictions about the nature of time and space. For instance, it posits that there may be more dimensions than the three familiar ones, indeed quite a few more. Greene believes, not surprisingly, in science, but also, like any sensible person who deals in theories, his belief goes beyond mere facts to something more. Here is Brian Greene with his essay for This I Believe.
One day when I was about 11, walking back to Public School 87 in Manhattan after our class visit to the Hayden Planetarium, I became overwhelmed by a feeling I'd never had before. I was gripped by a hollow, pit-in-the-stomach sense that my life might not matter. I'd learned that our world is a rocky planet orbiting one star among the 100 billion others in our galaxy, which is but one of hundreds of billions of galaxies scattered throughout the universe. On that crisp fall morning, I just couldn't shake how terribly insignificant that made everything seem. Science had made me feel small. In the years since, my view of science and the role it could play in society and the world has changed dramatically. While we are small, my decades of immersion in science convince me that this is cause for celebration. From our lonely corner of the cosmos, we have used ingenuity and determination to touch the very limits of outer and inner space. We have figured out fundamental laws of physics, laws that govern how stars shine and light travels, laws that dictate how time elapses and space expands, laws that allow us to peer back to the briefest moment after the universe began, laws that have allowed us to pry apart the atom and describe its components with fantastic accuracy. None of these scientific achievements have told us why we're here or given us the answer to life's meaning, questions science may never address. But just as our experience playing baseball is enormously richer if we know the rules of the game, the better we understand the universe's rules, the laws of physics, the more deeply we can appreciate our lives within it. I believe this because I've seen it. I've seen children's eyes light up when I tell them about black holes and the Big Bang. I've witnessed the self-worth and confidence a young student gains by completing even the simplest of mathematical calculations. I've spoken with high school dropouts who stumbled upon books describing the amazing achievements of science and returned to their studies with purpose and zeal. I've received letters from young soldiers in Iraq telling me how reading popular accounts of relativity and quantum physics has provided them hope that there is something larger, something universal, that binds us together. Such is the capacity of science not only to explain, but inspire. Which is why I'm distressed when I meet students who approach science and math with drudgery. I know it doesn't have to be that way. But when science is presented as a collection of facts that need to be memorized, when math is taught as a series of abstract calculations without revealing its power to unravel the mysteries of the universe, it can all seem pointless and boring. Even more troubling, I've encountered students who've been told they don't have the capacity to grasp math and science. Students who've been made to feel small by math and science in a damaging way. These are lost opportunities. I believe we owe our young an education that captures the exhilarating drama of science. I believe the process of going from confusion to understanding is a precious, even emotional experience that can be the foundation of self-confidence. I believe that through its rational evaluation of truth and indifference to personal belief, science transcends religious and political divisions and so does bind us into a greater, more resilient whole. I believe that the wonder of discovery can lift the spirit like Brahms' Third Symphony. I believe that the breathtaking ideas of science can nourish not only the mind, but also the soul.
Physicist Brian Greene, reading his essay for This I Believe. At our website, npr.org, you can find all the essays in our series, including one from 1954, which after much searching we have just uncovered. It's from Albert Einstein. We also invite you to join our project by writing and submitting your own 3-minute statement of the principles that guide your life. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.